There was once an old woman who was so stingy and miserly that she wouldn't share even a crumb from a crust of stale bread with the birds who lived in the trees around her little cottage. And so the birds, and everyone else, left her alone. But one night, a tramp was walking through the countryside. The fall wind blew through the holes and the patches in his clothes. And when he saw the light in the old woman's window, he made his way to her cottage. He dusted himself off as well as he could. He took off his hat and he rapped at the door, tap, tap, tap. The single candle in the window disappeared for a moment, and the door pushed open, just a crack. The candle flame danced and flickered and illuminated every one of the woman's wrinkles upon wrinkles upon wrinkles. And they were scowling wrinkles. She scowled at him now as she looked him up and down, taking in every scuff, every bit of dirt on his clothes, every patch, every tear. What do you want? Ah, Granny, he said, if I may call you that, I'm but a weary traveler looking for a place to rest my head for the night. Well, she said, you can turn right around and go back to the village because I'm not running an inn. I know your type. Soon you'll be asking for food and drink while I'll save you the trouble because there isn't any in the house. And she started to shut the door on him. But he hadn't traveled the wide world over without learning a thing or two, and quick as a wink, his foot was in between the door and the jamb. Granny, he said, isn't it said in the good book itself that human beings should help one another? Huh, and who has been helping me these many long years? No, you can march yourself right back to the village. But the tramp had a way with words, and in the end she relented, and she said yes, he could spend the night on the floor by the dying embers of the fire, but nothing more. And he was to be gone as soon as the sun came up. When the tramp got inside, he took a good look around. It was cold and dark, but he had a feeling things were not quite as bad for the old woman as she made out. Ah, Granny, he said, my empty stomach is growling so that I don't think I'll be able to sleep if only you had a bit of bread. And he looked at her. She whirled on him. I've told you once, I've told you twice already. If I have to tell you again, you can go right back to the village. There's not a bite of food to be had. I haven't had a thing myself all day. She stared at him. Well, if you can't share anything of yours with me, I will simply have to share something of mine with you. What could you have that I would possibly want? He who far and wide does roam sees many things not known at home, and he who many things has seen has wits about him and senses keen. Lend me a pot, and you'll see what I mean. And then the tramp proceeded to search through his many pockets, looking for something. Well, the old woman had never been spoken to like that. But she was curious what on earth had the tramp meant. And if he just wanted a pot, well, she could loan him a pot, and there was plenty of water in the well. By the time she came back and hung the pot up, he had blown the life back into the embers, and the fire was crackling, the light was beginning to dance into the shadows in the corners of the room. Well, she said, what is it that you're going to share with me? He pulled his hand out of his pocket, opened his fingers, and there on his palm was a nail. I, Granny, he said, I am going to show you how to make nail broth. Nail broth? Nail broth? Yes, nail broth. He turned the nail 3 times on his palm. He blew on it for good luck, and bloop, down it went into the bottom of the pot. He pulled a spoon out of his sleeve, and he began to sing to himself and stir and dance as if it was the most natural thing in the world to make broth from a nail. Oh, she couldn't believe it. She marched over to a rocking chair, picked up her knitting needles, and vowed that she would not pay another bit of attention to him until he left. Clickety, 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 click, creak, 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 clickety, 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 click, creak, creak, creak. But the tramp didn't mind. Although, after some time, after he had tasted the broth, he turned to her and admitted, Granny, I'm afraid the broth will be rather thin. I've been making it with the same nail for 2 weeks now, but for the likes of you and I, it will suffice. And he went back stirring and humming to himself. The old woman, she knitted away, creak, 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 clickety, 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 click, until at last the tramp said, Ah, Granny, here we are. This will be enough to warm our tired, cold bones. I do regret that we don't have a pinch of flour that could go into the pot to thicken the soup up, though. And he looked at her. In such an infuriating way, she sprang to her feet, nearly throwing her knitting at him. I've told you 3 times already there's not a bite of food to be had in the house, and if you... All right, Granny, he said. What one has to go without, there's no use thinking more about. That's what my dear mother used to say, bless her soul. Don't trouble yourself about it, Granny. It was only wishful thinking. And he went back to the pot. Well, the old woman picked up her knitting again, but try as she might, she could not knit. She could not ignore him. Didn't she have just a bit of flour? No, she was sure she didn't, but finally, to satisfy her own curiosity more than anything else, she set down her knitting, went into the larder, and to her amazement, she came out with a small sack of flour that was both good and fine. She was so surprised that she simply handed the sack of flour over to the tramp, and in it went into the pot, handful after handful, as if it was gold. He stirred and he hummed to himself now. She went back to her chair. Clickety-clickety-click. Creak. 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 Clickety-clickety-click. Where had that flour come from? Granny, he said, why, we'll be able to invite the neighbors over with a broth like this. Although, of course, if one is going to invite neighbors, one should really add a bit of, salted beef and a few potatoes. And he looked at her with that same expression. She sprang to her feet. If I've told you three times, I've told you too many. But before she could finish, he put up his hands. Ah, Granny, what one has to do without, there's no use thinking more about. Don't trouble yourself, it was only a wish. And he went back to his pot. But try as she might, she could not go back to her knitting. She would show him that there was no food in the house. She got up, she went into the larder, and came out with both salted beef and a handful of potatoes. She dropped them into the pot one after the other, bloop, 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 bloop. And before she even made it back to her chair, oh, the most delicious smell filled her little cottage. Her mouth began to water, and she looked at the tramp now and then despite herself. Clickety, clickety, click. Clickety, clickety, click. He stirred and he hummed, he danced, and ah, Granny, he said, my goodness, what a fine feast you and I are going to have. Do you know this is the very food that the King of Sweden himself eats? Yes, every Thursday night. Now see, you haven't asked me, or I would have told you already that only 2 months ago I spent some time working in the royal kitchen. And every Thursday he would come down and he would say to us, nail broth, my good men, nail broth. Although in the royal palace they spare no expense. In the palace they would always add a bit of barley and a bit of milk, of course. But what one has to go without, there's no use thinking more about, is there, Granny? She opened her mouth to speak, but then she remembered that, out of season though it was, her best cow had just had a calf. And of course she had a bit of barley. What home didn't have barley? And the soup did smell delicious. So she put down her knitting, she went out to see, and back she came with the milk and the barley. In they went into the pot. Now she stood with her hands clasping her knees, her nose hovering just above the edge of the pot, watching the tramp stir around and around, breathing in that delicious aroma, watching every time he lifted the spoon to his mouth, waiting to see when would he say it was done, when could she taste this delicious nail broth. And at last he looked at her with a grin. Granny, he said, now you and I are going to have a feast fit for royalty. You and I will be the King and Queen of Sweden ourselves. Of course, in the palace, there would be a white linen tablecloth and silver candlesticks, and in the palace, they never eat only soup. There would be bread and meat, cheese and wine, cider and every imaginable thing. But what one has to do without, there's no use. Wait just a minute, said the old woman. She sprang up, and in a moment she was back. A white linen cloth appeared out of nowhere. Silver candlesticks seemed to grow right out of the table itself. And then there was meat and cheese, bread and butter, wine and cider, until the table was so laden with a feast that it began to creak and groan under the weight of it all. The tramp ladled up the broth, and he and the old woman, the king and the queen, sat down to eat. They raised a glass and drank to each other's health. And then the old woman picked up her spoon. She dipped it into the shimmering golden broth and lifted it to her lips. Oh, she said. The broth trickled down her throat like summer sunshine, so warm, so rich and savory. It filled in every crack, every wrinkle, every sharp line and cold, dark place inside her. When she opened her eyes now, it seemed as if the light of the fire itself was within them. Her cheeks were rosy. "Oh my," she said again, "to think that one can make broth like this with nothing but a nail." She and the tramp ate and drank and drank and ate until they could barely move. Oh, and it was time for bed. But the old woman wouldn't hear of the tramp spending the night on the hard floor. "No," she said, "for once in my life, I can spend a night on the floor. Take my bed, please." It didn't take that much convincing, truth be told. And soon the tramp was asleep, with his head on top of a pillow and the covers up to his chin. He awoke long after the dawn to the smells and sounds of breakfast being made. He and the old woman shared another meal together, and she gave him food to take with him on his journey. Then she stopped him again as he stood in the doorway and pressed 2 silver coins into his hand. "And thanks," she said. "Many thanks. Now I can live in peace and comfort for the rest of my days, and all because you have told me how to make broth with nothing but a nail." "Well," said the tramp as he went on his way, "it isn't very difficult, as long as one has something good to add to it." And they say that from that day on, the old woman's heart and her doors were always open.